Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday. Can you believe it's Wednesday already? Wednesday, February 28th, 2024, or if you want to pronounce it correctly, February 28th, 2024. 17 minutes past the hour. High winds here in Marion right now, but a beautiful morning out there, about 50 degrees. The weather's going to take an ugly turn tomorrow, but I don't think snow. Some people are saying that it doesn't really look that way, maybe a little dusting or something like that, but nothing too dramatic. But this would normally be the last day of February, but tomorrow we have Leap Day. So that is the way it will be. One more day of February, tomorrow Leap Day. But it is the last day, last Wednesday in the month of February. Last Wednesday in the month of February. And then we head into the big month of March. Lot going on here around the station. We're all getting very excited now about the next 2 days. The big Mary Ellen Withrow celebration. We're all having a meeting and a taping tonight at the studio. Mary Ellen will be there. Sean will be there. Carrington, Matt, myself will all be there. And then we hit the road tomorrow with our show honoring Mary Ellen Withrow's 30th anniversary of being sworn in as Treasurer of the United States. Just to run it down, tomorrow morning on this show live, and you're not going to want to miss this, from 8:15 until 10 a.m., Mary Ellen will be with us live, and we're going to recount her years as U.S. Treasurer and what she remembers about 30 years ago, March the 1st. And Carrington and Matt will also be with us tomorrow morning on the air, and they'll get to I don't know that they've ever interviewed Mary Ellen, so tomorrow it will be kind of a group conversation. I think 1 hour I'll interview Mary Ellen, and then 1 hour we'll have a group conversation with Mary Ellen, Matt, Carrington, and myself. So tune in tomorrow morning for that. And you can call in tomorrow morning. We will be live in the studio. So that's 8:15 to 10 tomorrow morning. Then we take our show on the road, and we go to Harding tomorrow afternoon, where Mary Ellen will be speaking to the advanced placement government class, and we'll be doing a little presentation there. A new video on Mary Ellen will be released in honor of the 30th anniversary of her being sworn in, and she'll be giving the speech she gave 30 years ago to the day. Then tomorrow afternoon, we'll be at an assembly for the middle school and high school kids at Pleasant. That'll be Thursday afternoon. Friday morning, bright and early, we'll be at River Valley High School, the whole gang, big assembly there for the whole school, 6th through 12th grade, looking forward to that. And then we go back to where it all started, Elgin, on Friday, and speak to the whole school, middle and high school, and all the staff members there. That will be in the afternoon. And then the big reception, which everybody's invited to at Kingston on Friday, 3:30 until 5, and Kingston has just done a tremendous job with this. There's going to be wine, there's going to be water, there's going to be a punch, there's going to be vegetable trays, there's going to be special desserts, there's going to be cheese trays. A lot of dignitaries in the community will be there, a lot of politicians, Mary Ellen's family, almost everybody from the radio station, I think, is coming to this event. It's really going to be historic, and we're going to do the whole thing again there since nobody had a chance to see it. We'll do the introductions. We'll do the video. We'll show the video to everybody. We'll do the Mary Ellen will give the speech that she gave 30 years ago on that date, and we'll probably do questions and answers with the audience. So it's going to be a fun 2 days. And now that we're on the eve of all this, I really have to tell you, I'm very, I don't know what the, excited is really what it's all about. But here's what I got to say on the eve of this, because there's so much going into this. You know, I'm talking about it, I guess, because I'm on the the radio talking about it. But I want to say that everybody involved here, Carrington and Matt, coming to all these events and doing a presentation with me at these events, Sean for coming to all these events and videotaping things and making sure audio tape is going on, Pastor Craig, who will be filling in for me Friday morning so I can go to these events and we can keep live programming on the station here, all the superintendents and principals and people at these schools who were involved in making this happen. They're doing all the bulwark at the schools. And Bob Goyer and his staff over at Kingston who are making that event a very special event. So many people are working very hard to make this a very historic 2 days here in Marion, and I cannot thank them enough. And that, to me, is very, very special. When a group can band together. You know, you say, Marion's bad, Marion's this, Marion's that. Well, you know what? I've always found that when you want to get something done, Marion is the place to be. People will come out and break their back to help you, and this is a perfect example of that. And I hope it'll be an exciting 2 days for Mary Ellen. I think she's excited. I'll be glad to see her tonight to kind of go over the final plans. And I just thank everybody. Now I'm going to complain. I've done the nice part. Now I'm going to complain. Now listen. I understand the Marion Star has no reporters. I get it. But the fact that they, and listen, you don't have to put my name in it anywhere, and you don't have to mention anything about the radio station. But the fact that the Marion Star has not run anything on this event, that she's going to be at these schools, and that she's going to be having this reception so the public would know that this is happening, I think it's embarrassing. I hope they run something. You know what? Again, I understand they don't have any reporters. I get that. But you know what? They still run these local stories about people who run salons and funny businesses. And good for them. I'm not saying they shouldn't run those stories. They run enough sports stories. I know that. We get sports in the Marion Star every day. It's really become Sports Illustrated. But I'm very disappointed that they did not do this for Mary Ellen yet. I hope they do it. They still have 2 days, and we'll see what happens. So there's my complaint. That might only be my complaint, but it's an honest complaint. So there you go. 53 degrees here in Marion. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. But I do have to give it to some other sources who have ran this story, so I thank them for doing that. There are some sources that are doing a great job with running that story, and certainly we're running the story, so there you go. If you don't understand the importance of this, you probably shouldn't be covering news in Marion. Let's put it that way. I shall go no further with that rant this morning, but that's my rant for this Wednesday morning. But there's always time to redeem. We still have tomorrow and Friday. It could still run. So we'll see what happens. Okay. What else is on the agenda here? Well, just the little stuff here and there. I did order my Studebaker radio. This was a long-term thing. I think I've mentioned this before, but I did order it. It's supposed to ship out on March the 12th. I'm looking forward to that. I'm supposed to get a birthday gift from Idaho. Now, this is a whole bit of drama now, because apparently it was supposed to be delivered today, which I will be at the studio later today. But apparently it was delivered yesterday. So I don't know where it is at this point. I hope it's at the studio. I hope it found its way to the studio. I don't really know. I know it was delivered yesterday because the person who sent it to me showed that it was delivered. I don't know what it is, but when I go there tonight, hopefully I will find out what this is. And I thank the person for the birthday gift. They didn't have to do that. A birthday gift from Idaho, not too bad. The big women's club dance coming up on Saturday. I think this is a great thing that they're raising a lot of money. Should be a fun event. Not sure if I'm going to... chances are it's just a busy 2 days coming up. I can't see why I wouldn't go. Maybe in the next hour I'll figure out if I'm going to this thing or not. But big event at the Women's Club on Saturday. Pastor Craig filling in for me on Friday, and I thank him so much for that. So we will continue to have live programming on Friday, even though I won't be here for the first 2 hours. I should be back by 10. I think Carrington and Sean and Matt and I should all be back by 10, so we'll all be on with Pastor Craig at 10 and then at noon on Friday. And we can kind of report back what has been going on. Now, we might be able to broadcast the ceremony that's going on Friday morning from River Valley. That's up in the air at this point. It all just kind of depends on what the connection's like and what time it starts. Because if we start before the show starts on Friday, that might be kind of difficult. I'm not sure. If we can get it on, we'll get it on. If we can't, we will tape one of the speeches that Mary Ellen gives, and we'll play that at some point on the radio. But thank Pastor Craig for coming in 8 to 10 on Friday morning and keeping the show live for everybody on Friday morning. So no repeats. What else do I want to mention this morning? Well, I wanted to say that, you know, people have heard me say, and maybe I'm not giving good enough answers, why this is the best team we have right now here at the radio station. And again, it's everybody who's involved: Adam, Sean, Terry, Carrington, Matt, Linda, Pastor Craig, the whole group here. And one of the reasons it's the best group ever is because when an event like this comes up, everybody joins together to make it good. As I say, Carrington and Matt will be at the events with me and participating. Sean will be at the events with me taking pictures, taking video. Adam, I'm sure, will be making sure all the programs get up on the website as quick as possible. Pastor Craig will be filling in for me Friday so the programs stay live on the station. Linda, I think, is coming to the event on Friday afternoon, the reception, to help cover it. So there's so much going on. And everybody helps. And nobody gets angry. There's never anything. People are just helpful. There's never any, but I gotta do this, but I gotta do that. That's one of the reasons that everything is so popular at the moment. And the same thing with Jessica Hauser. If she wasn't out of the United States at this point, I think that she would be participating as well. So I just pat everybody here on the back at the station for making sure an operation like this comes off well, and I thank them. Now, okay, what else did I want to talk? Well, there's a few topics that I actually want to talk about here this morning, but I do want to leave the phone lines open if there's anything on anybody's mind this morning, 29 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz if there's anything on your mind, but that's the current rundown of what's going on here in the Marion area and here with this station at this particular point. I do want to remind everybody, we like to do our little McDonald's plug. Free Shamrock Shake exclusively on DoorDash, orders of $15 or more, February 25th through March the 4th at McDonald's. So that's that story as it goes. Still got a few more days to partake in the free Shamrock Shake if you use DoorDash. And I would imagine that's at all McDonald's, but the flyer that I have only reads the Mount Vernon Avenue McDonald's. So that's the way it goes. Okay. Well, let's see. What are the topics that I wanted to discuss today? We've done an awful lot this week on cults, which I think that's an interesting topic in and of itself. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
How are you doing this morning, Scott?
I'm doing good. I'm in a good mood. The weather is okay. It's a good time.
I know you are. You sound real good. I was listening to you. I was just pushing you a little bit there. I was going to ask you about Jessica Hauser.
Yes.
Why, in Jamaica, you know, this is broadcast and stuff. Don't it go global? On the internet you're on?
No, she could listen. We very well might be on in Jamaica right now.
That's what I mean. Now, that's the question I want to get at. Why, her knowing that the radio station there, she could give you a call.
You know, that's interesting. I never thought about doing that. And I think maybe we should have set that up. But it's,
well,
yeah.
Would it be an impossibility for you to call her now?
It wouldn't. I'm not sure what time it is there, though. That would be the only thing.
Well, that young lady, it wouldn't make any difference. She called from Jamaica to Mariana High. I think that'd be a big deal there.
That would.
In my book, that is.
No, I agree with you. And you know what? During the break at 9 o'clock, I will see if I can reach her.
Yeah. I think you said the other day that you did talk to her.
I did. I talked to her after she landed on Tuesday.
Well, that was in Jamaica. That's where she landed, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it'd be neat to hear her talk from here. Hey, now, back to the Marion Star about Mary Ellen's presentation and everything. What is the procedure with Marion Star? Can't you call them and tell them the going on? And even though they don't have Marion and talk to somebody in Marion, isn't there a communication some way with the Marion Star to say, hey, we're having this, would it be possible for Zane? Are they aware of this? How and all this, it just sounds like that Marion Star is put out of it completely, but you're upset about that, but whose responsibility would it be to put news in a newspaper or something like that if they wanted it? Would they charge you for something like that or things like that? How does that operate? Can you answer that?
Yeah, that's a very good question to ask on all points, and I can tell you, for a community event like this that's free to the community that nobody's making any money on, they should not charge for that event, just like they put businesses in there right now, and those are not charged. And I know that they have been contacted by three different sources to let them know that this is going on. And I think that they were told, the Marion Star told those, now I can't speak for this, but I believe the answer came back that we don't have a reporter anymore, but yet they couldn't run the story. And I think that's how...
They run other things without a reporter.
Yes, they do.
Okay, I got that clear in my head now.
But they have definitely been made aware of it, and they have definitely been made aware of the fact that it is not anything that is being charged for. A matter of fact, it's a plus for the community to come get a free meal. And to honor Mary Ellen, I mean, it's not a commercial event. So there would be... Yeah.
Go ahead. She isn't new on the block around Marion, Ohio, and all over the United States of America either, you know?
Right, and I will say this. Since I know that they are aware, maybe they will run something tomorrow.
Yeah, you have to give them the grease time there. I understand that, yeah.
Yeah, and if they do, I will come back on, and I will say that, you know, I'm glad they did. I was wrong. I take it back. But, you know, here we are on Wednesday, and the events start tomorrow, and that's not giving people very much lead time to make plans to be there.
And you have just got through saying that they have been notified with a central time to get on the ball and get something going on. It isn't like it's the spur of the moment, right?
No, they've been aware of it, I think, since Sunday.
Okay. Well, I'm all in favor of what you put out over the air there, that I just was wondering how difficult the communications are all over the country, that suspected Sam, I call him Spam. it calls me every day on the phone, you know,
yeah.
But I don't answer, so they don't get tired of persistent on calling here every day. It's getting back to the communication. The communications aren't that bad all over the country because I hear people from all over complaining of that. So.
Well, you know the thing, I guess maybe I wasn't going to mention it, and I guess the reason I mentioned it this morning was, yes, I understand they don't have a reporter. Yes, I understand the only thing they have left is a sports reporter, and that's why all the sports is in there all the time, and good for them. I mean, if that's the route they want to go. But the thing that annoys me about this, This is not a story that has to be written. They could have taken the press release and just ran it. It wouldn't have been that difficult. And they do that all the time. Two or three times a week, we learn about these businesses in Marion, which are profit-making businesses. This is not a profit-making venture. And they run those stories. So, you know, I don't know. The whole thing to me is just a little shaky. And I think the newspaper, and I think most people would agree, they have a bias towards certain things. Now, I'm not going to say what it's not the radio station, if that's what people think, because they've run stories for us before. That's not the bias. But they have a bias towards certain things. And hopefully that's not the case in this particular case.
Well, this bias thing didn't come up all at once. Maybe that's what their downfall's been for a good many years.
Hey, you know what? I would almost agree with that totally.
Okay, Scott.
Hey, thanks.
To all your announcing and stuff there, and if you need any assistance or anything, call me. I'll get you some refreshment or something like that if your nourishment goes downhill.
Hey, I appreciate it, and I hope you listen tomorrow morning when we got Mary Ellen in the studio.
Sure will. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Phone lines again are open here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Yeah, and listen, I'm really not trying to come down on the Marion Star here, because they have run very nice stories over the years on the radio station, and I have no gripe about that. I just am saying that for Mary Ellen, the 30th anniversary is a big deal. And the fact that all the schools are participating, to me, is a big deal. And the fact that a business like Kingston is doing all this not for any kind of a profit. There's no charge at all to get into this reception open to the community. And you know what? For all the high price events going on in Marion and for what the cost of food is and so on and so forth, the fact that Kingston has opened this to the community is a great thing. And that is something that people should be aware of in the public service. I mean, that's what the media game's all about, public service. Why would you not want to let people know that this was, if you didn't print anything else, if you didn't print that she's going to be on the radio, if you didn't print that it was the 30th anniversary, if you didn't print any of that, that she was going to be at the schools, why wouldn't you at least print that there was going to be a reception, which is free, open to the public, in which you can get many different drinks and many different food items for free? Why wouldn't you do that? I don't understand it. But again, there's still 2 days left to go. Maybe they will. We'll see what happens. Maybe they could just write it as a sports story. Only if Mary Ellen would have played football or been a wrestler, this would have made the newspaper. Maybe we should have put that. Former professional wrestler, or amateur wrestler, I guess it would be, and football star Mary Ellen Withrow celebrating 30th anniversary. By goodness, then we would have got in the newspaper. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Okay, does anybody have anything to say? Or if we would have done something bad, I don't know, maybe murdered somebody or had some kind of dealings going on, then we would have made the newspaper. Then we would have been right there. Okay. Well, there's the rant for this morning. It's fun to start with a rant, isn't it? What are they going to do to me? Okay. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
One of the top drivers out there to the fair one year in the demolition derby. That was a big time operation there.
You know what? And she was also a very good golfer in her day. I should have put that in there.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, there's a number of things we can do that for Mary Ellen that it's no reason at all for that. Okay, Scott. Hey, Scott, I'm walking into the other room, and I'm getting, I got a thing of McDonald's, and the stuff was put in a sack, and I looked at the sack, and there is gobs of stuff on there. I walked in the other room, and if you can obtain a paper bag, I pulled it up I was going to get it up to you, but this last next few days is very busy for you guys to get that. I might be able to, but if you can, you'll probably be in McDonald's. Won't you ask them for a well, you can't ask the young people for a poke because they think you're going to poke them in the nose.
I will end up in the Marion Star if I do that at McDonald's.
But there was a sack. I got a couple of pies and a couple of things of coffee, and it was this sack. And I'd like for you to see it. They got the W upside or the M upside down for something.
Somebody sent me that story the other day about the M being turned upside down.
Okay, well, they got a sack that they've been putting out. It was just a couple days ago down there. I got coffee and a couple pies for Carol, and it was in this sack. And I saw all this stuff on there, and I said, my goodness, the price of food and stuff, and they got money to print all this on this sack, and W is upside down and stuff. I come in here, and I'll leave it go because it's too much, taking up too much air time, but... you see if you can obtain one of those, okay, Scott?
I'll do that. Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, the it's actually been done on purpose that McDonald's is flipping their M to a W. How interesting. But, that you know, a lot of people thought that was done by mistake, but actually being done on purpose. All right. Again, phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038, 43 minutes past the hour on this Wednesday morning. And again, a lot of fun stuff coming up in the next 2 days. Busy times, but fun times. You look back on this stuff, and it hasn't happened yet, so there's more anticipation right now. But when you look back on it, I think when it's all done, you say, boy, wasn't that something to be a part of. Boy, wasn't that, that was fun. And I don't know you get that doing other things. I don't know. Maybe you do. You know how there are certain experiences in your life that you just remember? And it's usually not the big trips or things like that. It's the special little moments that you have that are unique. And I kind of see this as a very unique moment. I don't know how the next 2 days could go. Who knows? Could turn into a disaster for all I know. But right now it looks very, very, very good. Leap day tomorrow. What is leap day? Now, I understand why we have leap day. It's because the days don't add up exactly correct every year. So every 4 years, we have to add a day so the calendar works properly. But does anybody do anything special for Leap Day? Does anybody know? You know, for everything we make out for this eclipse, nobody seems to be all that into Leap Day, which only happens every 4 years. I think the last Leap Day we had was in 2020. Hard to believe that was 4 years ago. But, you know, it's Leap Day tomorrow, so we'll be celebrating that, I guess. So, Leap Day tomorrow. Don't miss that for love nor money. As I said, we've talked an awful lot about cults this week. And, you know, the only thing that I have to say in final analysis of this whole cult conversation is that I don't think people who are in cults or who join them realize that they've joined them. And I think it's sad that a lot of people guise it in religion, because I don't think that really has anything to do with it. I think it's just trying to force people to do something kindly. It's very passive aggressive. Nobody comes in and demands anything, but it's just, I don't know, the feeling that I'm right and you're wrong, and if I don't do this, I'm going to be wrong. It's a weird attitude. And that's the cult attitude. And, you know, I'm sorry, you just shouldn't feel that way about other people. So if you're in a cult, get out. And if you know somebody in a cult, try to tell them to get out. Although that's very hard, because once you're in a cult, you seem to be a little brainwashed. And I know a few people who've been brainwashed, let me tell you. Okay. Well, there are two stories I wanted to talk about here this morning that have nothing to do with anything we've talked about this week. And they're kind of national stories. Let me start here, because this is something I don't even have this written down, but if I don't say it, I'll forget it. Trump and Biden, it looks like they're going to be the nominees. It pretty much looks like that's a done deal. I'm getting a message here. Leap day makes me wait an extra day for my birthday. Stupid extra day. Mary out there listening this morning. Mary, well, you know what? Happy birthday coming up here. I know it adds another day for you have to wait for the birthday. What I was saying was, and I don't want to get political here. This is nothing to do with politics, but it's starting with politics. You know, Trump won Michigan last night and Biden won Michigan. So it pretty much looks like that's what it's going to be, Trump and Biden heading into the fall. But here's the point I want to make, is that age is being made so much in this election. Biden's too old. Trump's no spring chicken himself. The stuff they say is because their age, so on and so forth. Okay. Well, here's what I want to say about that. For many, many years on this radio station, we received negative comments from people. Not a huge amount, but enough. We received negative comments about the age of some of the people we had on the air. And it was never just one person. It was that we had these people on the air that were certainly over the age of 70. Let's put it that way. And you know what? I never understood that. I never understood what that had to do with anything. You know, if they could do the job, if they were still fun to be around, if people wanted to listen to them, why did it matter how old they were? But you don't know how many times people said, well, that's not really our demographic. Or, you know, you've got those old people on. People would say this. Now, if I told you the people that were saying this, you might even recognize some of the names. Now, I'm not going to do that. But that happened a lot. And it's starting to strike a chord with me when it comes to this presidential election, because it has happened in other areas, not just politics. It has certainly happened when it comes to media. I don't know why age is such a big thing. I don't want anybody who's not feeling well or who's got dementia or Alzheimer's on the air. I don't think that's a good idea. But if somebody wants to keep on doing something past the age of 70, I don't know that we should shut them down just because of their age. So there's my little rant on that this morning. But you would not believe the things that people would say just because had nothing to do with anything else, just because they were older. And you know something, I was thinking about this morning, and this was not done on purpose, but I don't think there's a person on this station right now who does a show who's over the age of 70. I think we have one, I'm not going to say who it is, but I think we have one person who is 70, but I don't think we have anybody over the age of 70 now, and I think we have so many people who are toward the younger spectrum now that certainly our average age of host is probably younger than it's ever been. But I don't think that means anything. I don't think it was bad when it was an older skewing age here. So I don't understand it. I don't know why age matters. As long as you're not ill, let it be. So there's that. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Okay. Something else I wanted to touch on here quickly. I don't even know who this actress is, but I thought it was a fascinating story because it's something we talk a lot about on the air here. Jodie Turner Smith. I think as an actress, Jodie Turner Smith, young person, and recently divorced. But here's what she said about divorce that I thought it was interesting. She said, divorce is not a failure. And she looks back on the experience with that particular person as a wonderful experience. And I read that. And I thought, you know, that's a very interesting take to have on this whole thing. And, you know, oddly enough, for people who listen to this show, I tend to agree with that statement that she made, that divorce is not a failure and that you should look back on that time with that person as a beautiful experience or a happy experience. Maybe it didn't end the best, but why were you there? I assume there were some good times involved in that thing. So I agree with her on this, Jodie Turner-Smith. I think where I get misread on marriage and divorce and relationships and all that, my feeling is when you get into multiples, because I think it just gets hypocritical when you get into multiples. When it's married, divorce, married, divorce, married, divorce, married, divorce, then I kind of look, well, how many beautiful experiences have you had? And why do you keep needing new people for beautiful experiences? What's the problem here? That's my take on it. That's all. But I don't think it's a failure. I would never, I don't think somebody who gets a divorce is a failure. I know a lot of good people who've had divorces who I would never consider failures. So I think there's a little misread on that from time to time when I'm speaking about it. But I like what she said, that divorce is not a failure, and you should look back on that time with that person as a beautiful experience. Even I do that with friends that I don't have anymore. If a friend moves away or I'm not around them very much anymore or there is some kind of bad feeling, I don't look back on that and remember the bad times. I remember the good times. I remember the times when things were really, really fun. So I don't know why people would concentrate on the bad. The bad is not the problem. And the divorce thing that I talk about often, that's more just a precautionary tale that maybe you should pay more attention to what you're doing. You can't always blame the other people, especially when there are four or five other people. I think at some point you've got to blame yourself in that particular situation, but that's just me. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, when Mary Allen appears at these schools, is that the schools open for the public to go see that, or is that... just closed doors? I'd say it would be closed doors on security.
Yeah, because of the schools and because of it happening during the school day, they're closed door, and that's why we're having the reception out at Kingston.
Yeah, that's what I mean. All of them are closed door. So when she's at the New Harding, will she, you're going to be at the New Harding High School, right?
Right.
Well, I just found out the other day I'm going to be out there tonight for a ball game, and I did not know. I know they don't have a football field, but they play over at Harding, the old Harding there. But the new one, I did not know they had two arenas there for basketball. So, Marianne, you can't get in the wrong arena there. There won't be nobody showing up.
I know. No, they'll have to show us to the right place.
But I did not know that. Have you ever been in the new Harding gymnasium?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They have a big gym and a small gym.
Okay. There's a big gym. Can you recall either or either one of those have a stage?
You know, I don't think there is. No, because the stage is in the cafeteria.
Okay. Here's the thing. When I was there in that arena, that's when President or Vice President in the Obama administration was there, and that's where President Biden kissed my wife's hand not once but twice on her hands there at the New Harding High School. So Mary Ellen be right to home with the Democratic Party there.
That's right. And you know what? When Biden was there, I'll confuse this, but Mary Ellen that day gave the Pledge of Allegiance.
Well, okay. Well, I didn't catch that then, if she didn't, and didn't hear the announcement that she was doing that, but congratulations for her. So both of us attended that. My wife was with us, too. So there's a little memorabilia goes back a while Biden administration or Obama administration, Biden vice president, and we got a picture there, and the picture's hanging on the wall, and now he's president of the United States. So very good. Thank you, Scott.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, yeah, none of the events at the schools are open to the public because they're during the school day. Plus, I'm not sure we really have room for people because all the kids are attending these events. But the reception at Kingston is open to the public Friday at 3:30, and Kingston is out on Jamesway. And I hope everybody comes to that event. Free food, the whole spiel, as I say. It certainly is worth coming to. And to see Mary Ellen and all the other people who will be there. But the final analysis on this whole marriage thing, it's not a failure. I don't think that's the right word to use, that it's a failure. But if you're doing it multiple times, maybe you should... you know, there comes a time for self-reflection. What is the problem here? It can't be everybody else. You know, if you're constantly arguing with people, at some point you've got to say, well, maybe I'm arguing with people. And what is my anger issue? Just my opinion. But you could join a cult and solve the whole thing right there. All right, 740-751-4038. I don't have time to get into the other topic right now in this particular hour, so we're not going to move on to that. I will tell you, though, you know, one of the nicest things, and it makes me think of Mary Ellen in this particular portion of the program, talking about her and the events coming up in the next few days. You know, one of the nicest things she has done over the years is brought homemade food to cookouts. Or sometimes she's just dropped them off at the station if she's been cooking things. I don't know what it is about homemade food from anybody. It's very, very special, I think. And that's just my opinion. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I wonder if they've got with the sheriff's department and stuff and got some extra security for these events.
You know, I really don't know. You know, usually...
I think that's one reason why it ain't open to the public is, you know, you got to... In these days and age, you got to control the people and look out for the nuts.
Well, and there are resource officers, I believe, at all these schools, so I'm sure they will be there. You know, it's too bad that schools can't be open like they used to, but at least we get to do this public event out at Kingston, and that's a nice thing.
Yeah, you know... They could even have a little bit of security out there at Kingston, too. I mean, this event would be a prime event for somebody who wants to get their 15 minutes worth of fame.
Well,
you know, it's just a sad thing.
It's a sad thing, the world we live in, but I think at the schools will certainly be well protected, and I think at Kingston, there's a very good staff there that... Kingston, I think, operates on a bit of a secure atmosphere, sign-in, sign-out sort of thing. So I'm sure that we'll all be fine. But it's you're right. People are nutty today, and that's why we have to set things up the way we do.
I mean, you got to be better safe than sorry.
Better safe than sorry. Hey, stay tuned. We're going to break. We'll talk more next hour.
Okay.
All right. Stick with us here. We're going into hour number two. We're not going away. Be back.
You're
in 15
listening
minutes.
To the place for the best guests and talk from Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something in the Bozo voice for those people?
You know, the funny thing is, and as I mentioned before, my voice and Bozo's pretty much ended up sounding the same. I'll tell you one quick story. My wife and I were having dinner in a restaurant, and my wife said something funny, and I laughed, and the laugh was, you know, which was pretty much my Bozo laugh. And my wife said, "You're not going to believe this, but three kids just stood on their chairs and started looking."